Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Israel is being ruled by an unruly government, a coalition existing of parties completely and totally divided against themselves. The only unifying factor was to get together to get rid of Benjamin Netanyahu. There is really not a chance that this government is going to survive for long, and the first hiccups have already occurred, showing that the fate of that quote-unquote coalition government is pretty much sealed. Israel Today wrote on July 20, "This past Sunday was that fast day that commemorates the destruction of the two temples in Jerusalem that once stood at the site where now two Muslim structures are located, the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett this week contributed to the confusion and tensions with Muslim groups and countries. He first announced that Jews had the right to pray or worship in their sacred place. Bennett later retracted his words, saying that Jews had the right to visit the Temple Mount. The flip-flop by Bennett most likely had to do with a flood of condemnations that came from the Muslim world, including that of Ra'am, the Islamist political party that is now part of the new Israeli government, as well as from alternate Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs, Yair Lapid. The Al-Aqsa Mosque and dunams around it," dunam, that's an old expression for 1,000 square meters, "are the exclusive property of the Muslims and no one else is entitled to it," Raham said in a press release. It marked the first time that the Islamist coalition partner went directly against its own government. Raham also used the words storming and was annoyed that a group of Jews had sung the Israeli national anthem during their visit to the Temple Mount. Ra'am further warned that the events on the Temple Mount could heat up the situation in Jerusalem and the entire region and even lead to a catastrophic religious war. The article goes on to say, the media in Israel later reported that Lapid was the one who had spoken to Bennett and forced him to amend the content of his original statement. It showed that Lapid, who is the leader of the coalition's largest faction, is in reality much more than alternate prime minister and foreign minister. He is the one pulling the strings until he replaces Bennett as prime minister in less than 2 years. At least that is what is being planned, if that coalition government even lasts that long. The article continues. A tense calm now reigns on the Temple Mount following Sunday's clashes. The tensions over the Jewish visits and prayers at the Temple Mount probably could not have been avoided, but Bennett's flip-flop should have been. It was the first time the new Israeli Prime Minister was really tested since he assumed office in June and, according to some observers, he failed to pass the test. Now, this was predictable. How long can this obscure coalition government survive? But it got worse for Bennett. Israel Today wrote on July 25. Last Thursday, Prime Minister Naftali Bennett upset 1 million unvaccinated Israelis. That's about 20% of the population, by accusing them of putting the rest of the nation in danger. 1 million Israelis are refusing to get vaccinated, Bennett said in a primetime television address. They are endangering the entire population. They are endangering the other 8 million citizens in the country. Bennett urged vaccinated Israelis to convince their unvaccinated countrymen, if you know a vaccine refuser, convince them, explain to them that they are risking the health of others. Education Minister Shasha Biton said that she was not entirely pleased Miss Bennet's speech, and felt it would turn Israelis against one another. Shasha Bitton noted that Justice Minister Gideon Saar also was uncomfortable with the Prime Minister's address, and reminded fellow cabinet ministers that even those who are not vaccinated are still citizens of Israel. Many others also attacked Bennet for what they saw as a public shaming of anyone who has chosen not to take the Pfizer vaccine. Now, the article continues with the following interesting statement. Many of those being infected are already fully vaccinated, showing that the Pfizer vaccine does not prevent infection by the Delta variant. At the same time, the number of infected individuals requiring hospitalization has not risen significantly. Now, apart from the fact that this development shows the disunity within the Israeli coalition government, it also mirrors the attitude in many countries against the unvaccinated, who are now being labeled and treated as scapegoats, like the Jews were in Nazi Germany. In other so-called civilized democratic countries, political pressure and outright threats against the unvaccinated have risen sharply, including Europe, the UK, Canada, Australia, and the United States. Another further development pertaining to Israel was reported by Israel 365 on July 25. For the first time, Russia announced it helped Syria operate against an Israeli airstrike in Syria. According to some reports, the change in policy comes in the wake of a meeting between Putin and Biden, in which the US president expressed displeasure at Israeli strikes against Iranian targets. A report credited the shift in policy to an understanding between Russia and the United States, saying that Russia now felt free to respond aggressively to Israeli airstrikes. Ultimately, the whole world will turn against Israel. Most countries, including the Europeans, are already clearly anti-Israel. In Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 21, we read that even Israel's allies, the modern descendants of the ancient tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh, will be against Judah. And we also read in Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 2 that all nations will be gathered to battle against Jerusalem. With disunity at home, with aggression from the outside, are we getting closer to the prophecies about the state of Israel? We have two booklets prepared, free for the asking, which go deeply into those questions. The one booklet is called The Fall and Rise of the Jewish People. And the other booklet, the Book of Zechariah, Prophecies for Today. Please ask for free copies and keep watching the events in and pertaining to Israel. Until next time, this is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.